WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hey, look how cheap this one is. That's a counterfeit. So what? So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Mockster. Normally at this time, you're tuning in to hear an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But last weekend was Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT, which means there was no Viva La Mock. So instead, how about an encore presentation of some of the artists I featured during Massive Music Weekend, starting things off with 30 minutes of Chicago's own Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. All the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. It's such a shame she's not with me.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Jazz Corner.
Thank you. Savelani, Savelani. Thank you.
this town in the temple. So where we was at?
Thank you. If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Thank you. Thank you. about you. All I do is think about you.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to Bird.
Well, I changed that melody.
Last night I wished upon a star. Ever wonder who we really are? I wish that everyone could be as free as floating music, to see the truth.
Forever now.
Well, I'm Ronnie Laws, and I play saxophone, flute, and also a vocalist. The household was musical. You know, my mother was the local choir director, you know, in the local church. And she exposed us to different genres of music. B.B. King to Ray Charles, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie. I really appreciated the experience of listening to the blues. My brother-in-law, who had just gotten out of the military, he was in the Marine Corps, he was a wannabe saxophone player. And I would, you know, just sort of follow him around, and I would really pay close attention to, you know, how he approached the horn. One day, you know, we were listening to David Fathead Newman being featured with Ray Charles, and I decided to pick it up and actually was able to construct a, you know, the C major scale. And it really shocked him, because he had no idea that I was paying, you know, that kind of attention to what he was doing. And it was at that point he gave me the horn. He said, "The horn is yours." You know? Basically sort of self-taught myself, you know, bought a method book, learned the fingerings and scales and so forth. And that's what things sort of took off, you know, with me at that point. The decision was between New York and Los Angeles. My brother, you know, was well established in New York, and not just in New York, but throughout the world. So, you know, I wanted to make the decision to sort of establish my own thing. Sessions, that's when I joined up with Doug Kwan. He was very innovative, you know, very creative guy, you know, and it was a great experience, you know, working with him. He's the one that introduced me to Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maurice heard that I was in town, and he communicated to Doug that, you know, they're looking for a horn player, you know, to be a part of the band. And Doug recommended me. I mean, he could have selfishly said, "No, I'm keeping Ronnie in this band." I followed through on that and went in audition, thinking that I was going to be a part of the horn section, because in those days, in R&B bands, they all had horn sections. But when Maurice heard me play, he said, you know, Riley, we're just going to go with the one horn, which I thought was, you know, that was a pretty unique thing to do, because as I said, you know, most of the R&B bands, they all had horn sections. It turned out to be an epic thing, and you know, with the sound of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Something different, you know, for me, you know, as a solo artist. So, interestingly, when I left the group, it wasn't a good break. Maurice didn't, you know, he didn't accept that too well. I had the opportunity to go further and be a part of a musician.